Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Omud Aleph, and we're in the second volume of the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning at the very top line. We'll conclude Mir Tzashem today, Simen Kuf Tzadivav. And the Mechaber starts with Siv Gimel. Shlosha Sha'achlu Kiechad. You have three people eating together as a group. Now, they're all eating different food. Echad Nizar Mipas Ovei Kochavim. One person is careful not to eat bread that was baked by a Ovei Kochavim. The Echad Eino Nizar, and the other people in the group are not Nizar in that, or it could be two that are Nizar and one that is not. In other words, the people that are Nizar in not eating such bread are not able to eat the food that the other person is eating. Or, O Echad Behem Kohen V'Ochel Chalos. Or, alternatively, you're dealing with one person is a Kohen, and he's eating over here Chalo, which is a type of Truma, which is essentially a gift that's given to the Kohanim from dough that is baked. You give 1/24th of the dough if you're a private person in the days when this was classically able to be eaten because the Kohanim weren't tummy. So this was a real gift. Today, the women who bake a significant amount of dough, so they take off a piece and they burn it because you can't give it to the Kohen. In any event, talking about the days when a person could eat challah, so the Kohen can eat the challah, but the other people, the Yisraelim, they can't eat his food. So the Mechaber is telling us about a case where you have people in this group that cannot eat the other person's food. So he says, Afa pisha oso shenizar eino yochol lechol imoso sheino nizar velo Yisrael amakon. Even though one side, some of the people can't eat what the other people are eating, for either because they're nizar on that type of food because it's pasakum, or they're nizar because they're not allowed to eat it because it's also to them because it's truma, a type of truma called challah. So kivan sha oso sheino nizar yochol lechol imanizar vakoin ama Yisrael. But since the other person can eat, the one who's not careful about not eating pasakum can go eat from the other person's pas Yisrael. Not a problem. And the Kohen can eat the food of the Yisrael, even though the Yisrael can't eat the food of the Kohen. So therefore, in this situation, the Rechab is telling us that is considered eating together, even though they all can't eat everything together, but they are considered eating together in this situation, as long as some of them can eat everybody's food. They are mitzdarf. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Os Sifkot and Zion tells us, Af al pisha kol echad ocho mikikaro. Now, here we're talking about when they're not eating from a communal pot. The Ramah will end off over here and say, if you're eating from a communal pot, it's a different story. Then certainly they're mitzdarf, they're all eating under the same balabais. But for now, we're talking about they each have their own food. So as long as some could eat the food of the other person, they're considered mitzdarf together. The Mechaber continues and he says, Aval, however, imhayu kohanim vizor ochlim kiachod. If you have over here a kohen and a non-kohen eating together, three people, some of them are kohanim, some of them are not. And the kohanim ochlim chala. The kohanim are eating chala, and as well, vinizharim mipas shalovi kochavim. And they're also zohir in not eating pas of an akum. So therefore, the kohen can eat the challah, but the Yisrael can't eat the challah. And the Yisrael is not Zohir about Pas Akum, so he's eating Pas Akum, but the Kohen is Zohir, so the Kohen can't eat the Pas Akum. So now you have a problem. The Kohen can eat what the Yisrael is eating. The Yisrael can't eat what the Kohen is eating. Hazar Ochel Pashal Ovikochavim, that's what the Zohar is eating, Pas Akum over here. So now, Eino Mitztarfim, because now everybody can't eat the food of each other. Even some people can't eat everybody's food, so they're not called sitting together and eating, and therefore they're not called mitzdarif in this situation, and they all bench by themselves, and not benching together bezimun. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Shekol tseiruf luzimun, when you're combining people together and say that they're mitzdarif, they combine together for the bruch of zimun, it's only eino elikishem yecholim lischaber yachad. They have to have the potential to eat together. Bachiloson, with their food, lechol lechem echad, to all eat one bread. Now, not everybody has to be able to, as the first part of the Mechaber told us, but at least some of them have to be able to eat all the food, and therefore, v'kan kol echad nizom yilechem chaver. Here, the Yisrael can't eat what the Kohen's eating, the Kohen can't eat what the Yisrael's eating, so therefore, not everybody, or at least not even one person, can eat everything, and therefore, that's not called tziruf, that's not called being mitztarif together, and they can't bench bezimun. Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down the reasoning behind this. Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal explains, She'inyan atziruf lezimun, that the concept over here of combining together for the brach of zimun, machmas shemachshivin hasu'ud so'adim es hano'osom kahano'achas, because we make it that all of them are having one hano'ah, so to say. All the people that are eating together are viewed as having one hano'ah. And therefore, if they physically cannot eat from the food of their friend because of a halachic reason, so it's not called having one hanah from eating. I'm eating mine, and you're eating yours. You have your hanah, I have my hanah, and therefore, ein mitzdarf. And that's how Rav Pinchas Sheinberg Zatzal explains this reasoning. The issue for number 10 adds over here, the afim kol echod makbid rak biderech chumra v'lo mikra din. Even if it's only a chumra that they're not able to eat from their other person, nevertheless, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down she'enam yicholim lazamin yachad. They still can't eat together. So even if it's a pure chumra that they're not eating the food that the other person is eating, they still aren't considered able to combine together if nobody is able to eat from all the food that's present. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'hu adin." The same halach applies. L'shlosha shemudorim zemizeh. You have three people eating, and whatever the scenario is, or whatever the reason is why, they all have a nether that they're not allowed to eat from each other. They've sworn off in getting enjoyment from each other person's food. So in this situation also, they can't eat. One person at least can't eat from all of the foods. Therefore, she'eino mitzdarfin l'zimun. They're not able in this situation to also bench together b'zimun. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains, this is true. Ben she'kol echod mehem mudor mechaveru. This is true whether all of them made a neder, or ben she'echod mudor mehashnayim, vashnayim imenu, or whether just one person can't eat from the other two, and those two can't eat from him. So as long as there's an inability for anybody to eat from all of the food, the al koponim also echod eni ochol lecho mishalhem vehe mishalo. There's at least one person whose food can't be eaten by the other people. So then, lekach eno mitzdarfim. They aren't able to combine and bench bezimun. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, avo, kesheshnayim mudorim me'echod. If two people aren't allowed to get benefit from the third person, but he's allowed to get benefit from them, so then it's okay. This is no different than the first case that the Mechaber brought down, where one person can't eat from the second person, but the other people can eat from the first person, so therefore it's not a problem. Because at least one person can eat from all the food. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, "Katsu aposkim." The post can bring down the hu adin. The same halacha applies. Kisha echod ochel cholov ogvina. The same rule applies over here. If one person is having milchiks, he's having milk or he's having cheese, and the other two people are having basar, they are able to be mitzdarfin. Why? Mitzdarfin, sha'ochel givina, because the one who's eating the cheese can stop eating the cheese, hari yochol lechol milachmam, and go eat the fleishlich bread that they're having, afa pi shehu meluchlok mebasar, even though the bread is a fleishlich bread, it has all the fat and the schmaltz of the meat on it. Why? Because all the person that was eating milchus has to do, there's no waiting period, im yikaneach piv, if he goes and cleans out his mouth, v'yadichenu. He has to, let's say, eat a cracker or something and rinse his mouth out, and then it's perfectly fine for the person who's eating milchus to now eat fleishlich. Except with the exception of certain hard cheeses, the generally accepted psak is that after you've had milchus, all you have to do is clean your mouth out, rinse your mouth out, wipe your mouth out, and then you're allowed to have fleishlich right away. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, in this situation, the one who is eating the milchiks, who can eat at all of the people's food, his own as well as theirs, he should be the one to lead the benching. Because he's the one that's causing the zimun to occur, therefore, he should be the one that should lead the zimun. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, if he's eating a hard cheese, and we won't get into the definition of exactly what a hard cheese is, a very big halachic issue as to how you define what a hard cheese is, an aged cheese, it's more than 6 months, maybe a cheese that has holes in it, like a Swiss cheese. So there are a lot of different definitions that's way beyond our scope of the discussion today. So if a person's eating a cheese for which you have to wait 6 hours for, then ain't a mitzdarfin. Then it's no different than the meat. The meat can't eat the milchik person's bread, and the milchik person can't eat the meat bread. And therefore, in this situation, they can't be mitzdarfed to bench b'zimun. Shaminog achshav, the Mishnah Berurah says, that nowadays the halacha is, the minig is, shalo lechol basar achar gvina kosher, that we don't allow a person to, after he's eaten such hard cheese, to go and eat basar. And therefore, even if he rinsed out his mouth, ayde kinuach v'adoch, even though he rinsed out his mouth and he cleaned out his mouth by eating something, it's not acceptable nowadays. The minig is that after a hard cheese, again, how we define that is a different discussion. If there's certain hard cheeses, a person can't have fleishlich right away. If that's the scenario, so then you're right, they'll be mitzdarif b'zimun. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chemei Rosh Chodesh HaTisha B'Av, when you're dealing here in the days of the 9 days, when the minhag is amongst many not to eat meat, She'ein ochlin basar rak besudas mitzvah, and people will only eat meat in a sudas mitzvah, for example, of koshan Shabbos. V'yeshin isharin gam bazev ochlin rak macholi cholav, and some people will not even take advantage of this, and they won't even eat meat at a sudas mitzvah. K'moshe kasev b'sim tov kuf nun aleph. These halachas are discussed there in the halachas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. So those people also shen isharin mi basar v'ochlin cholav. Those people that are makbid not to have meat under any circumstances, and they're having milchiks, so they also in mitzdarfin im ochle basar, they can't eat with the ochle basar. The harya in yichol lechol zem zeh. So here you have a situation: the meat people can't eat the milchiks. So even though they're eating meat behetter over here because they made a sudas mitzvah, but they can't eat the milchik bread, the milchik dish, and the people that eat milchis, their minog is not to eat anything fleishich. So therefore, even though they could do kinuach and hadacha, so technically in a regular day of the year they'd be able to now eat fleishes, but since it's the 9 days they can't. So the same thing applies over here. So the only way they could have zimun over here would be elo im kein ochlu kizayis pas kodem sheochle basar iskilu leso lecho basar milachman. If they had before the meat and the schmaltz was brought out, so the bread was on the table, so they all could have eaten the bread at that point in time. The bread wasn't fleishich itself. It's only when they put the hamburger on it, it's only when they put the meat on it that it becomes fleishich because of the schmaltz and the grease of the meat. So as long as they could have eaten beforehand together, so then it's acceptable. Then they can bench bezimun shows a dayan. They all could eat together, and therefore the zimun would apply. Or alternatively, or if they brought out some additional bread and they were able to eat all of that together because that wasn't yet smeared with meat or have a milk on it or whatever the situation may be, so then shezem etzarf is kulim. So this new piece of bread that they're bringing out is perfectly good way for them all to be eating together, and in this way they can be mitzarif. Shari kulim yicholim lechol melachol, because they all can eat from the bread over here, and therefore there is no problem in this situation benching bezimun, even though one is quote fleishich and the others are milchik or vice versa. Now the Rama adds over here, and he says, "Hagah v'dav kosh kechol echad ocha mikikaro." These dinim that we just said, when you can combine, is only when each person has his own food, and there's not one central balabais over here supplying the food. However, avulim ochlam mikikar balabais, but if they're all eating from the food of the balabais, so then mitzdarfim, they can be considered combined together. Deha ochlam mikikar echad, because they are eating over here from one, so to say, trough. They're eating over here from one bread, and therefore the Arzarua, this is brought down in his name, he says that one would be allowed in this situation to be mitzdarif all the people together. The issue foot number 11 brings down, Av shahoyo biyodum lishol al nidrom, in the case where we had with the people, were mudur hanor, they had expressed that they will not get hanor from the other person in the lashon of a neder. But you can always be shoal in a neder. You can go to a Talmud Chacham, you can go to a Beis Din, and do hataras nidorim. So, in this situation, they theoretically could have done Hataras Nedarim, and therefore been Mutter, B'Maychel, Chaveirim, Ulitztarifimo. So in this situation, nevertheless, Tosus brings down Shekivon Shadayin Lo Nishalu Al Nidrom, because at this point in time, they have not asked Shela, so they are not able to be Mitztarif. The Chazon Ish adds over here, and he explains, Shekivon Shesov Sof Ochlu Belo Lishal Al Nidrom. The bottom line is that while they could have asked on their nether, they didn't. So they've already finished eating. And one person cannot eat from his friend because of the nether that they made. Therefore, they're halachically considered together as if they didn't eat together. They weren't koveya the suda together. And they're each three separate individuals. And they're not able to bench bezimun. And he adds furthermore that this is based similar to what is said in the Gemara in Brachos. Sheshnayim mitzdar from le'echad ochel demai. The two people are allowed to be combining with the person who's eating demai. Because they can all combine together in the sitting where they are mafkir the nechosim, they make themselves poor, and a poor person is allowed to eat demai. Since they could eat the demai right now, so they are considered combined together. Even though they're eating Issa right now because they didn't go and be mafkir their stuff. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish explains that this din of Demai is different because it's an Isser Kal over here. Vein tikuno toloi beguf hadover el ba'odim bovad. And it's not dependent upon the item itself, it's dependent upon the person. As opposed to, with an Isser of a neder, you need to be over here, ask a Rav, somebody else over here has to go be matur neder over here, and therefore it's not in their ability alone to go and be mitzdarif. The Mechaber now goes to Yvdalid and he says, "Eim nizamnin amish ocha pochus mikizayis." You can't include in the Zimun a person who has eaten less than a kizayis. In order to be part of the three people, you have to have at least eaten a kizayis. The Halacha Brura explains over here that the idea is if all three of them ate a kizayis, they can be mitzdarif. But if two ate a kizayis and the third person ate pochus mikizayis, eino mitzdarif imam. This is not considered a valid siruf. He adds that we'll see in the next siman, Kufzadi Zayin, that the same idea applies when you're combining for 10 people, that every one of the 10 people has to eat a kezayis in order to be considered part of the chabura, in order to make them obligated in a broch achrona. And we'll learn more of these dinim over there. That concludes siman Kufzadi Vav. We have a little bit of time, so let's start siman Kufzadi Zayin, din siruf lezimun shlosha asara. More halachos over here in terms of combining people together to make three people or the 10 people for Bircha Zimun or Bircha Zimun with the Shem of Hashem. So the Mechaber starts off in Sifalaf and he says, Shnayim she'ochlu ki'echad. You have two people eating together. V'gamru. And they finished eating. And then Ubo Shlishi. And then the third person comes along and joins them. So the din is, Kol hechad di'imaisi luhu midi matzu l'meicha minei. While the two people finished eating, if you brought out chocolate cake, they would manage to find room and eat a piece of chocolate cake. So if there was an additional food that would be brought out that they would still eat, so then the halacha, the Mechaber tells us, is mitztarif ba'dayu. They are, in fact, able to be combined all together. V'chayovim liten lo lecho kidei she'itztarif yimen. And not only that, it's a very good eitzah, they should go. The word chayavim we'll explain in the Mishnah Berurah over here. It doesn't mean lav davka. If you look at Sivkot and Dala, we'll do that now already. Lav davka, that you have to obligate it to do it. El Shirot Shaloma, the Mechaber is telling us, mitzvah litino, it's a good idea to do so. It's a mitzvah to do so, as we've already learned. Kamosha kosev le'el bereish simon kuf tzari gimel. So they should do this, not obligated to do this, as the word literally means. Because in this situation, they now have the mitzvah of zimun. Now, Sivkot and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, he tells us, the third person comes along and wants to be mitzdarif with them. Not that he just comes along and isn't eating with them, but he wants to be mitzdarif with them. But they already, the two first guys already finished eating. So we said, Sivkot and Beis, as long as they bring out some food that they would eat, it's good. Hainu, she'enam seveim kokach. They haven't eaten to total satiety over here. They brought out something that would tug at their heartstrings over here to eat. They bring out chocolate cake. They bring out something that is certainly tasty and delicious. He gives different examples of my chocolate cake. You go in Peros, they bring out fruits, or Kamein, or Pitrios, various types of mushrooms and other types of produce, the Gozolos, or they bring out some special type of partridges or delicacies of chicken, Kuchai Gavna, anything like that, chocolate cake included. They would find room to eat it. Even if only a little bit they would eat from it, that is considered acceptable to combine. What do we mean by a little bit? So Dirshu foot number one brings down that this is not the das of the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim is Mistapik Badover, and he says, do they have to go and eat over here a kezayis now again, or is it enough to eat just a little bit? Because the din is that you need a kezayis, as we brought down in the previous, but they've already eaten more than a kezayis. It's now just the additional eating. Does that have to be a kezayis, or can that even be an amount less than a kezayis? The Prima Godim is left with a suffix. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says they are capable to combine in this situation. The Chashvid and Luhu Kilu Lo Gamru Sodeh Sanadayin, because these two people, while they quote finished, since they will have dessert, they consider it as not having finished, and therefore when the third guy comes along and eats with them, Vushakava Imayam, as long as he's koveya with them to sit down with them, Dainu Shachal Etzlam Bishulchan Shoshim, he's sitting now and eating at the table that they're eating at, as we've already learned, Kamosha Kosev Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sith Beis, Ayin Shom Mishnah Berurah, that is an acceptable way of combining the sof of the meal, and therefore they do have a zimun. He then brings down Kosev of Maimon Mordechai, Duadin Imechod Gomar Sudoso Mitchila. That would be the same din if one person finished the meal. V'achakach bo shnai mitzlova oklim, and two people came along and sat down and joined him. Gan came mitzdarif badai luzimun. They also now have a zimun, as long as imhayu mevin lo midei umatzi lemecho minei. As long as the first person, if they brought some chocolate cake out there, some other delicacy out there, he would eat with them. Ayin Shom, go look over there in the Maimon Mordechai for the further discussion. Od Kosev, he also writes, Duadin, B'chol Zeh L'inyon Seiruf Asor L'Zamen B'Shem. The same halachas apply over here in terms of benching with 10 people to say the Shem of Hashem. Baruch Lokeinu Shochanu Mishalom. Dirshu foot number 2 brings down that they really ideally should be seated at the same table, not standing around, if they want to be mitzdarif when the third person joins them. However, Dirshu foot number 3 brings down from the Chazon Ish that if it's something that's a light delicacy like fruits or something like that, lav davka, that they'd have to be sitting in that situation. Others disagree. That concludes today's share.